Cabo da Tirol, colocar o chaveiro e o seguinte no clima.
You left off yesterday at 7 o'clock Beijing test. Yishe Yodin Masegis, Yikne Yashabes, Yikne Yashabes, Yikne Shalom Habais. Suppose he doesn't have enough money to buy both Nechamike and Yashabes. So Yashabes takes precedence over Nechamike. Why? Because if you want to be Madrik in Nechamike, it will be dark Friday night, Shabbos, in the house, so there won't be any Shalom Bayis. So because of that, Yashabes has Din Dime, takes precedence over Nechamike. Din Yeshli Yishal Shabbos, the Inlili Nechamike Liyayin Kirishamu. Suppose he has enough money to buy Neiris for Shabbos, but he does not have enough money to buy both Neir Shabbos and Neir Hanukkah and the Yayin for Kiddush. So if he buys in Neir Hanukkah, so then he won't have any Yayin for Kiddush. And if he buys Yayin for Kiddush, he won't have any Hanukkah. So then, the Mishnah Yishal Shabbos, the Inle Neir Hanukkah, Uli Yayin Lekiddush Hayei, Yikne Le Neir Hanukkah, Mishum Pesum Nisi. So since it's a question between Neir Hanukkah and Kiddush Hayei, so because of Pesum Nisi of Neir Hanukkah, it takes precedence. Because as far as making Kiddush, you can make Kiddush on challis also, on bread also. And then, as far as the Chiyuv Deraisa is concerned, it doesn't even have to be on lechem, it can be just be drawn down. So mele, the question is that the rabbonon of Yai on a Hanukkah, so on a Hanukkah because of Pesum Nisi takes precedent. The ho adin a Hanukkah kedem liyayin avdol. Now the erev Shabbos madlikin ney Hanukkah tchilo v'hakach ney Shabbos. Now this, so erev Shabbos. So first he has to be Madlik Neir Hanukkah and then Neir Shabbos. Why? He cannot be Madlik Neir Shabbos first and then Neir Hanukkah, because the Shita of Aloha Zdeles is, we learned it in Neir Shabbos last year, that once you are Madlik Neir Shabbos, so automatically Teisa Shabbos is Chal. So in order to be Yetzi, the Shita of Aloha Zdeles, so he has to be Madlik Neir Hanukkah first. In the Hanukkah first, and then your Shabbos. Umvorech aleihem t'moi b'cheil, afal pishe madlikin b'idayim bode. So he makes the same broches, like in Mi'cheil. Why? Because he's mekayim b'mitzvah. Now, in order to be madlikin b'idayim Hanukkah in the proper way, and to be yetzer l'chol hadeis, then he has to be madlik probably half an hour before shkia. So then he should put in enough oil, or at least one bigger candle that will burn till 2 hours, two and a half hours after shkia. I mean, till 2 hours after shkia. Now, so otherwise it has to be able to burn for 2.5 hours. He is madlik the Hanukkah half an hour before Shkia, and then, according to many Rishonim, Tisak Chovim is 90 minutes after Shkia, and it has to burn half an hour after 90 minutes, so that's 2 hours, and half an hour before Shkia, so 2.5 hours. So he's not mechuyev to put in every candle enough oil to burn 2.5 hours, but there should be one candle, one oil, that should burn for 2.5 hours. the kofsarim is on the floor, so it's only for some reason, the unpredictable, some unpredictable reason, it is extinguished. But if you read it in such a way that no possibility will be extinguished, then he is not the kind of mitzvah of Avodas Nechamim. But why does he say the Rosh Shabbos? The Rosh Shabbos is a question of a Nisa of Jibu, Ram Jibu L'Cholakwam. So if you write it in such a place where the wind, no possibility, will extinguish it, so there is a Shaila, is when he opens the door, so then he causes an extinction of the fire. But in Achaname, he should be careful not to light the Hanukkah candle any night of Hanukkah in the place of Iwun. The Erev Shabbos also Likvei HaNeira is B'Deres Atzmo, Acheri HaDeres. You cannot set up the Ner Hanukkah in the back of the door. Very well. Why? Because every time you open up the door, you might be in the habit, and it's called with secretion. Then it says, V'yeish mi shemati, v'ayin li'il sinu reisha in Zion sifal. Who is matia? There is one Lashon Shulchan Aruch in sinu reisha in Zion, that if it's a near shel shavo, it means not oil, but a candle. A near shel shavo, so a candle, so then it's muta to set it up in the back of the door. So most of the Nisikelim of Nifosh Ashron Oroch explain it on the basis that it's not really psikreishe. It is what we call korel psikreishe. A real psikreishe is something that is 100%. And it's psikreishe oyamus. In other words, he cuts off the head of the tzipeah and he says, I don't intend to deaden the tzipeah, to kill the tzipeah. I just want my child to have a toy, the head of a tzipeah. But I don't intend to deaden it, but this is something that is 100%. One thing necessarily involves the other. But if it's not 100%, but most of the time a melacha will result, so then that's not a real psikreishe. This is called by Rishonim korel psikreishe. Now, there are two gersoys in the Morin Bar Madliki. According to one gersay, so Bein Rav Yudah and Bein Rav Shimon are asking that one is not allowed to be geir here a mitog deilo or a kisei godo, a safso, and the karki, because then no probability. Most of the time you'll make a chritz. It's not 100%, so it's called lipstick. But Tesis, that's the gersay of the Yerei. But Tesis in Bar Madlikin says that this is the wrong gersay, it shouldn't be geir. So according to Teisves, psikreishe only means if it's 100%. But if it's only 60%, 90%, 95%, not 100%, sometimes the melacha will not resolve, then it's not a psikreishe. Now here too, when you set up a candle, let's say yesh or shavu, a wax candle, let's say in the back of the door, then when you open, you close the door, so usually you will bring a chavlin. But sometimes you might close the door and not be mechabe, so it's not 100%. So it's only korel psikreishe. So that's the reason as to why there is yesh mishemah. The Bira Agro, however, here in the Rosh Hanukkah, he makes reference to it, and you know, especially in the Shabbos, he explains it differently. He says that yesh mishemah here, that's the old shita, that psikreishe the reich b'slein, is muta lechatfer. Here it doesn't make any difference to him whether the mayor will be extinguished, not be extinguished. He's not nene from the extinction of the mayor. So it's a psikreishe reich b'slein. So that's why he's mad. A mavdilin b'nei Chanukah b'mitzoyei Shabbos. B'mitzoyei Shabbos, a mavdilin b'nei Chanukah she'inenim le'erei ve'nivorchin al ha'neir ad she'yorisu le'erei. In other words, Mitzoyei Shabbos, you have to say Berim Erei Shamfaya. Suppose you decide, you want to say Berim Erei on the Ner Chanukah. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Why? Because the Chanukah is also Yishtamish Le'er. And then Berim Erei has to be said דווקא אני מי חבוי שאהב הנועה. But mechanically you cannot have any personal anoye, so mele it's not fit for bearing mele hoich. Madlikin mechanical visaknesses kedem havdo. So I mean this, the taz is chelik on the mechaber. The taz is chelik on the mechaber in that. But all the poskim are equally divided on that child. So, in other words, the question is, what is first? Mitzvah Shabbos. You have to make a dole, and you have to light the Hanukkah. Which is first? Should we make a dole first, and then light the Hanukkah? Or we should light the Hanukkah, kindle the Hanukkah first, and then make a dole? So there are reasons for and con. There is a reason to say that Avdolah is first because Todi Rishayin and Todi are Todi Kedem. After all, Avdolah is more frequent than Hanukkah. Hanukkah is once a year, I mean, 8 nights a year. And Avdolah is every Mitzvah Shabbos. You have at least 50 or 52 Mitzvah Shabbos. When you make Avdolah and you have only the Hanukkah once a year, 8 nights a year. So on the basis of the principle of Todi Rishayin, Todi or Todi Keder, Avdolah should be first. Avdolah should be first. But then we might say that Tosfos Nisa or Efrol near Hanukkah involves Tosfos Nisa. So on that question, whether which takes place first, Todi or Pesun Nisa. Now we learn that if a person does not have enough money for Yayin, for Kiddush, and Mechanikah, so Mechanikah takes precedence. So there, it's a question of one or the other. So we say that Pesun Nisa takes precedence over any other mitzvah, Pesun Nisa. Even if it's a Todiah, because Yayin Kiddush is more Todiah than the Hanukkah, it's every Shabbos. But so there the question is this or that. So we say for Nusim, but here you can do both. The question is, what should be done first? But till the Mikhaim is actually Kaim Shleyer. So then there are two Rishenas in Teisves in Shabbos that hold base on that question. Matthias mentions that when Shabbos Hanukkah is also a Shchedesh, so then we take out three swap. Let's say, in one Sefer we read the regular Sefer of the week, and then in one Sefer we read Rosh HaShechem in Pinchos, and one Sefer will read the Kavanos of the Chanukah Samishkan. Whatever day it is, if it is the sixth day, so in Hashishi, the seventh day, so in Hashvi, and so on. So the question is, now, we are maftir, we cannot say two aftirs. So the question is, should we say the aftor in Hashemayim Kisi, or should we say the aftor of the Chanukah? So there is no shayla that we say the Aftor and Neres Hanukkah, this Kostyosun Nisa Odi. So there the question is, one or the other. So then we say Kostyosun Nisa takes precedence over Tod. Masha'im came, we got the Kriya, so we read both Kriyas. We read a Kriya in Pinchos, of Rosh Chodesh, and we read the Kriya in Osei, of the Hanukkah Samishkan. So both, except for Kaim Shnei, the question is, which is first? So Teisa says that first we read Nisrat Torah Baruch Rosh Chodesh, and then we read in the Korbanos in Osin. So one reason Teisa says, because Todia Vishena Todia Toda Kedem, even though the Korbanos that's Hanukkah that's Pesun Nisa, so Todia is fulfilled first, before Pesun Nisa. If it's a question one or the other, so there's a mystic's precedence. But if both can be fulfilled, and the question is which one first, so Toda is first. Then Teisa says another reason as to why Rish Chodesh, we have to say Rish Chodesh, we have to read the Kriya and Rish Chodesh first, because Enoch Anamna, Pirsum Nisei should be fulfilled first. But here, insofar as the Mafter is concerned, so the Haftor emphasizes Nirz. So there is a real Pirsum Nisei. Vashenkin, insofar as the Kriya is concerned, so the Kriya is not, does not involve Pirsum Nisei. It's in the Chanukah Samishkan. What does it do with Pirsum Nisei? So it's not a conflict between Todia and Pirsum Nisei. It's a conflict just between Todia and Cheder Todia, because neither Kriya involves Pirsum Nisei. So that's why we read first the Kriya and the Shredesh in Pirsum. The implication being that if the Kriya of Hanukkah had involved Pirsum Nisei, then that should be fulfilled first. So there are two Rishenes and Tesis, when both can be fulfilled. And the question is, which one first? Which one first? So according to one Lashon, Todia is first, and according to other Lashon, if it involves real Pirsum Nisei, so Pirsum Nisei is first. So in other words, in regard to this question, as to whether Haldorah is first, or Nechanek is first, so from this point of view, it should be told in the 2 days in Tesis. But then there is another reason, a good reason, as to why Nechanekah should be read first. Why? Because Achure Yeme Odi. In other words, as long as you don't make a dollar a course, so the Kedushas HaShabbos is Nimshar by itself. Is Nimshar by itself. You don't have to be Mikabel Teis V'Shabbos B'Tziyose. Bich Nisose, you have to be Mikabel Teis V'Shabbos. But B'Tziyose you don't have to be Mikabel. As long as you don't do Meloche, so Memele, automatically, by itself, the Kedushas HaShabbos is Nimshar. So Memele, if you make Havdolah, then Havdolah is Mafkia Kesef Shabbos. Once you make Havdolah Lakos, so you cannot be Mesef Shabbos, even if you don't do Melacha. So Kesef Shabbos is not Nimshach. So, but if you light the Hanukkah candles, so then you can have a longer Shabbos. So Mele, it's more important to be Mamshich and to prolong the Kedushas HaShabbos. Now the question arises, but if you light the Hanukkah candles, it doesn't loche, how can the Kedushas HaShabbos be Nimshach? The answer is, presents a problem according to our practice, that every member of the household lights Hanukkah candles. Mashein came in the early days, so not every member of the household was Madlik Hanukkah candle, but the Galabais was Madlik. And even if he was Makti and the Mahadrin and Hadrin, so the way the Rambam says, so in other words, the Balabais is Madlik as many Neiris as there are members in the house. So Neiris, if the Balabais would be Madlik the Hanukkah first, so the Kedushas HaShabbos would not be Nimshach relative to him, but relative to the other members of the family, it will be Nimshach. Mashein Kein, if we make Havdolah, and we'll be made see all the members of the house in Havdolah, so the Kedushas HaShabbos will not be possible to be Nimshach relative to any member of the family. So because of that, we should light the Hanukkah candles first. Now, how is it now that every member of the house lights Hanukkah candles separately, but there is one person who usually does not light the Hanukkah candles? The married wife. Little girls and unmarried girls, so the meaning is that each boy, even a couple, and each little girl, even a ktane, lights the Hanukkah candles. But the universal practice is that when somebody is married, so the husband lights and the woman doesn't light. And the Rav Amir in Sakha Shabbos says, because Ishtiki Gufei,
So even the woman will not light herself, so they'll still be mikayim the mahatam yamad, because husband and wife are like one person. That's what Agalan really says. Well, that's the minhag in most homes, that every member of the house lights, men, women, cooking, ktana, except the married woman, because she is yetzin, the mahatam yamadim, in the kindling of the husband. It could be the other way, I mean, the wife will kindle, and the husband not, because of his day, people fail. But that's the practice. That's the practice. So Mele, now too, if somebody is married, so there is a reason, Mitzoyi Shabbos, to be Madlik Nechamike first, and then Rikav Dole, because if you Rikav Dole, he'll be Mavki Adam Shochev Bishar Shabbos, not only in respect to him, but in respect to his wife also. However, if he'll just light the Hanukkah candles first, so he'll be Mavki Adam Shochev Bishar Shabbos, in respect to him, because he doesn't love her. But in respect to wife, she'll be able to prolong the Bishar Shabbos for another number of minutes. So there is a good reason on the basis of to light the Hanukkah candles first and then to make Hagadah. However, if somebody is not married, so then that time doesn't apply, because either way he will do mafkia dam shochel b'shel Shabbos. If he lights a Hanukkah candle, so let's say he doesn't walk, how can he do mafkia dam Shabbos? If he makes Hagadah, so that Alpidim is mafkia dam shochel b'shel Shabbos. So in respect to a married person, the reason of Alpidim in an Odi applies. In respect to an unmarried person, a Bochel, who lights himself, so that time doesn't apply. But then the Shaila is following the two Rishonim in Teisves, that's called Beis Shabbos. That the Mishnah Brura and all the other Poskim say, how should we do it? Because the Poskim are equally divided. You see, the Mom Avrom agrees with the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Ramot. The Rabbi agrees with the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Ramot. And the Maril agrees with the Pesach of the Mechaber. Masha'ikin, the Taz, and the Chodosh, and the Maral Mikol, and the Jesus Yonder, they say that Abdullah is first. So Mishnah Brura says, in the Visakneses, so the din is that Hanukkah is first. Why Visakneses? But in the home, so either way. Why? Because in the Visakneses, he is making the whole tzibur. There is an extra kingdom of the Sumanise and the Halimigdosh and the Tzibor of the Bisakneses. That's the reason as to why we are Mivorech. Like how the Shredesh, there is a Kima Mitzvah of the Sumanise. So Bimele, if he'll make Abdullah first, he'll be Matkia, I'm sure of Bisha Shabbos from the whole Tzibor, because she may have gained it. But if he'll light the Hanukkah candles, now the Bisakneses, not every member of the Tzibor, it lies a Hanukkah candles. The Gabbai of the Shul lies a Hanukkah candles. But let's say, suppose there is 100 Mishpahs. So the other 99 do not lie the Hanukkah candles. So Mele, from the point of view of Achura Yeine, Machrinon, Odi, so it's better that the Gabbai should lie the Hanukkah candles, so he'll be Mafkia. I'm sure of this Rashavas relative to himself, but he will not be Mafkia. The Amshoch of the Sheshavnes in respect to all the other members of the Tzibor, suppose there is 100 people down there. Doesn't make any difference how many people. Mashinkin, if you make Abdullah, you'll be able to relate to everybody, all the 100 people in the Bisakneses. So Mele, the Mishnah Brura Paskins and all the Achim, the Paskins, that in the Shul, there are no Tumim of it. It's not optional in the first. Mashinkin at home, because today, everyone likes the Hanukkah candles himself. So in either situation, there is a toye of the Amshach of the Shabbos. So the question is, what is fulfilled first? Todir or Pesulunise? So that's 2 days in Teisves, and the Machlokes Rosh Hashanah, and the the Sifaresh from Menshus Kudeyes, and after Rabbi David Avutren, so he says the Torah is first, and Menshus Alas Vacheli. So Mele, either way is alright. But I'm pointing out that in respect to a person who is married, so either way is not alright. Because then, the reason of Afukirein and Machrin and Odi, from the point of view of that concept, so it's better that he should be Madlik and Yechamikeh, and then, so he will not be Matkiya Dam Shochav Beshashabes in respect to his wife. But it makes Adolet, so the wife will also create it Adolet, so he'll be Matkiya Dam Shochav Beshashabes in respect to wife. Now here there is a strange amount. The coach could be basic, she madly parakin maldir, shy for him to be successes. So, Olden is a king and raised the question, but if he doesn't want to be eating, he's not eating. Apparently, there are more as reference to kids, or he wanted to be eating. So then, of course, if he wanted to be eating, the Abdullah, he heard in the Smedrash, in the shul, so then when he comes home, so he has to be madly because Abdullah was already eating. So it's a double question. Price even tough fish to raise. Here are missing the honey. Paul has in the honey came on missing that is a Muslim that has always been fewer. The deal has made it. The deal has made it. In the Omar and Mazinus. Leo Niska base it for her called Mansion Niska Sashem. After Niska bin Atola Hashem is raised. Ye Shaman Sheshochach on a missing that is a Muslim. Ishmadia or Rahman. Remember, for Rahman Yasalon missing the floys. כשם שעושה סבב בסדר בלמנהים ובנעזה בני הדשיון. גם במוסף של שבי ושל שחידש צורך להסקה של חנה, פרניס, אף על פי של מוסף וחנה. אין אינגרים כשם שעושה סבב. ועושה מוליס תוסי כשם שעושה סבב, ניסים במוסף. אלו ניסיים ועושה סבב ניסים ומודה ביום נעים ויסעזז. ויהי שם נעים שאין לו ניסים.
We left off at Simen Tov Reish Pesimov. Kol Shminas Yimei Chaniko Gimel Nesal. Now that's the more in Erech and Tainis that Chofal Fiein, so Gimel Nesal. So in the Chofal Fiein are included the 8 days of Chanik. Now, there is a general Machlekes Hashem between the Rambam on one hand and the Bahag and the Ramban on the other as to whether the Mitzvah of Hallel is in the Reise or Mirabor. The Rambam Shiti is that Hallel is in Tachonis Chachon. There is no Chi of the Reise to say Hallel. Even the first day Pesach, I mean, or the 8 days Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, or Shavuot, there is no Chi of the Reise. It's only Mirabor. The Bahag and the Ramban say it's in the Reise. But the Ramban says, why is it in the Reise? It's in the Reise because of James Simchaschem and Meadechem. Uvroshi chasheichen, uskatim chatzichens. So in other words, there is a kiyum of simcha, it's a different kind of simcha than the din of simcha, of simcha of bosa, or simcha of yayin. There is a gashmi is a simcha, and here it's a ruchni is a simcha. So it's a chiyum d'raise. So it's a chiyum d'raise only in Yom HaMkudesh. Like Yom Tev, I mean, the first day Pesach, Shavuot, 8 days, Sukkot, Mashiim ki Chanukah, the Ramban is made it, that it's on the Rabbah. But only Yom that is in Kudesh, which is Yom of Yom Tov, so that is in the Raisa. And it comes within the Mitzvah of Yisamach B'chagia. And the Ramban also says it's in the Mitzvah, in the Sogis and the Ramban, that Shredesh is Minek only B'gvuri. Mashiim ki B'migdosh, at the time of the Hakovas, Hamusev, so there was a chiyuv d'raisa to say Hallel. And that's implicit in the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem, of Me'adechem, of Rosh Chodeshechem, of Zikatem Chatzeichem. So Rosh Chodesh is mentioned together with Me'adechem. And it's also Yom Simchem, in respect to this kind of thing, of Shvach V'idoyot L'Adenshem. But only B'Migdosh, B'Gvulim, there is no basis for Hallel. Because the whole Gishus Hayim, as my brother Rabbi Shibar explained, the whole Gishus Hayim of Rosh Chodesh is confined to Midrash. It doesn't manifest itself big willing, the Bishayim of Hashem. Yom Tev Shabbos manifests itself all over. In Midrash, Loi Midrash. Mashem Tev Rosh Chodesh, the whole Bishayim of Rosh Chodesh, it manifests itself only in the Midrash. But Bidvulin, there is no Bishayim with the Raisin. Bidvulin. So Mimele, there is no Chil of Halel. And the reason is why we do say Halel, that's only a minute. Alright. Now, so the Ramban is made it that Hanukkah is certainly Rabban. However, the Chasam Sefer says, there is a Rishon also. Rabbi Daniel Abavi, in his Asoges on the Ramban, he was a contemporary of Rabbi Avraham Meshul Ramban, he says that Hanukkah is also the Raisin. Why? Because the Kalachina that the Gemara mentions is Kalachina from Pesach. If Pesach is the Chiyuv of Allah, me Abdus Lecheus, so Moves Lechayim Lechol. So Rabbi Nila Babi says, it's a Chiyuv of Hallel Miraisa because of that Kalachim. The Chasam Sefer, in his Tshuve, in Chasam Sefer on Yadei, Reish Lamed Gimel, says that it's Miraisa. However, I mean, all the Rishayim, other than Rabbi Nila Babi, say that Hanukkah is certainly Rabbi. And the Yitzhak says that even if we are going to assume that it's Miraise because of the Kalachemia, Mi Abdus Lecheus is Halel, Mi Moves Lechaim Mikolshmi, so it's only the first time of the Hashanoim, when they attained the Nitzochim. At that moment it could have been the Raise. But every year that's only the Akones Chachomim, Masheinkin Yenam Kudesh, Yontev, Pesach, Shmue, Sukes. Via according to Ramban Bahag is with Raise every year. V'chol shmina shimei Chaniko in Imrim Tachnu is it kos chotzedek v'lam tzeyach v'tziduk adin gam v'erev Chanike b'mimach Reish Pidalet An Chanike so the Kri is keirin v'ko bonus hanisim shim karsen nose shleishi b'cholim An Chanike every day we read Inose in the Korbonis Hanesim. This has nothing to do with the Nes Chanukah, the Parashemen or the Mohammed, but for a different reason. Because the Mishkan, Chazal say, was actually Nigma on the 25th of Kislev, in the Midbar. But it was Mikupol, it was standing Mikupol, folded together until Rish Chedesh Nis. So actually, the Gemara Melocha took place on Chofei B'Kislev in the Midbar. So that's why on Chanukah, so we read in the Chanukas, in the Korbonis Hanisim. And as a matter of fact, it's mentioned in Gilas Antiochus and Sefer Hashmonoim that when the Hashmonoim attained the Nitzochon, so they are Mechaner the Beis Hamikdash. So again in Baisheni, in the time of the Hashanoim, it was again a Chanukah Samigdosh. So, but the Kriye is in the Korbonis Hanisim because that was when the Mishkan was Nigma. Kirim be Korbonis Hanisim Shebitar Shenos. And the Ramor Paskins, we learned that on Chanukah there is no mitzvah of Simche, of Sude, but the Sudes that one makes on Chanukah is Ktsas Yisudes Mitzvah, not because of the Nes Chanukah, but because of the Chanukas HaMizbeach that took place in the Midbar in the time of Meshe Rabbeinu. So that's why it is a Yisudes Mitzvah on Chanukah, not because of the Nes Chanukah. Kirim b'korbonis hanisim shebiparshenosei shleisha b'chol yeim. Three koim. U'maschilim b'birkas kehanim. This is the Shita of the Mechaber, that we start with Birkas Kehanim. Why Birkas Kehanim? After all, that's not relevant. Bishleim the Korbonos of Nisim is relevant because of the Chanukas HaMizbeach. But Birkas Kehanim, so the reason is why the Mechaber says we start with Birkas Kehanim, because the parasha of Birkas Kehanim immediately precedes the Korbonos of Nisim. Immediately. And since the Nes Chanukah occurred through the Hashanoim, through Matisyo and Bonov who were Kehanim, so Mimele we start with Birkas Kehan. But the Ramo says no, we don't start with Birkas Kehan because that's not relevant. V'yesh Emrim Shemaschilim B'yein Kalois Moshe. That's the way we do it. V'chein Ono Neagim. V'kerei say, the Machaber says, V'kerei say Im Kehan V'leim. In other words, the portion from B'yein Kalois Moshe up to B'yein Morishein is read with the Kehan and the Leim. So with the Kehan it's read according to Pesach of the Machaber up to Lifnei HaMishkon, and the Levi it's read up to Yom Rishon, and then the Yisrael reads Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon. The Yisrael Kerev Yom Rishon. That's the Pesachit of the Machaber. The Yishemrim, the Ramo says, no, not that we read for the Kehan up to Lifnei HaMishkon, and then the Levi up to Yom Rishon, and the Yisrael reads it exclusively, the whole Yom Rishon. No, but Shakin Kirei Kolesia Pash Abim Rishin. That from Beim Kales Meisha up to Beim Rishin the Kayan reads. And then the Levi reads the beginning of Yem Rishin, three Psukim, Parachot. So, and then the last Psukim is Israel. Yeshim Shakirin Kirei Kolesia Pash Abim Rishin. Valevi Vayisrael Kirin Beim Rishin. This is the first day of Chanukah. What about the second day of Chanukah? B'yem Sheni, Kerei Kehan, so there is a Machlekes Rishenim between the Ri and Rashi, B'shem Rabbeisu. The Mechaba Paskins like the Ri, and Ramo Paskins like Rashi. B'yem Sheni, Kerei Kehan, B'yem Asheni, At Par Echot Ben Bokov. So in the Kabbonis of Yem Asheni, up to Par Echot Ben Bokov. And the Levi ad b'yem ha-shlishi, the Yisrael chezer v'keirei b'yem ha-sheni, v'chezer v'keirei b'yem ha-sheni, v'alder ze b'chol yem. So in other words, the shlishi reads the kriya of that particular yem, not of the next day. I mean, there's the shita of the Ri and the Rosh, and it's mistaken like that. I mean, because the kriya of the shlishi is relevant, I mean, it's of ACA, but the Ramo paskens like Rashi, b'shem Rabbeisu, v'yesh emrim sheYisroel kerei b'yem shel acho, d'hayne b'yem agimu, v'chein b'chol yeim, v'chein eyagi. In other words, the Ramo says, no, it paskens like Rashi. And this Alminik, except in Yerushalayim, where the Talmidim of the Gro, the Gro is machriya like the Mechaber, like the Ri and the Rosh. He says there is no basis, no reason in the world as to why anybody should read in the Yeim Shalachov. I mean, what's the relevance? So he passes like Machaber. In Yerushalayim, the minhag is in all the shuls in Yerushalayim, like the Machaber, the Shlishi reads of ACA, not to the next day. But the Ramo is, the Ramoshiti is, the Yisrael is kiri, the Shlishi is kiri, the Yim Shalachov. The Haine Vim Agimu, Vichayim, Vichol Yim, Vichayim Yag. It's very strange, I mean, why should we? But the same machlekes between, similar machlekes between the Machaber and Ramo is in regard to Chalamiyetzukis. So we call up four Kruim. So in Eretz Yisrael there is no machlekes. So every Kru reads the same thing. The first day Chalamiyet. So in Eretz Yisrael, he reads, so the Kehan reads B'yim Hasheni, the Levi reads B'yim Hasheni, the Shlishi reads B'yim Hasheni, and the Revi reads B'yim Hasheni. Very simple, I mean the same thing for every call in Eretz Yisrael. But how about Chutz La'aretz, where they say G'yime? So the Shita of the Mechaber is, and that's also in line with the Shita of the Ri and the Rosh, is a similar Machlekes. So that the Kehan reads, let's say the first day Chalamiyet, he reads B'yim Hasheni. The Levi, the second one, the second call, reads Yeim HaShlishi. The Shlishi reads the Yeim HaSheni, and the Revi reads the Sheni and Shlishi together. But the Shlishi, according to Pesach HaMechaber, reads the Yeim HaSheni, not the next day. The Ramo paskens there that
that the Shlishi reads of the next day. The next day, that's our minute. Anyway, in Yerushalayim, in all the shuls, where I daven in Yerushalayim, so they follow the shite of the Go, who was machriya like the Mechaber. Even though in Yerushalayim they don't follow the shite of Go, in other places, let's say on Shchedesh, so the Kriya of Shchedesh, according to the Go, is altogether different. But the Talmidim of the Go did not want to be machriya like the Go in regard to the other Kriya. But in regard to Hanukkah, they felt, the Talmidim of the Go, that it's the Go shite is mistava, I mean, the shite of the Ri and the Rosh. So that's the minhag in Yerushalayim. But in Chutz Lo'ez, the minhag is, as far as I know, whether it's a chassidim or misnagdim, as far as I know, I don't know, I might make a mistake. So they follow the shite of the Ramban. B'Shabes, b'yem shmini, the Lesley Hanukkah, maschilim b'yem hashmini, v'gemrin kol haseder, v'keirin parsha rishenu shel ba'al Yisro. In other words, so the Rishen and the Sheni, they read the Kriya of Yom HaShmini, and then the Shlishi starts by Yom HaTshiyi, but he finishes the whole Sedre, and even the initial portion of Ba'al Yisro. V'kirim parash Rishenu shel Ba'al Yisro, v'noyagim l'isayim, kein oso es hamenayim. We left off Simen Tov Reish Pidalet Siv Beis Bishabesh Bechaneke Mitzim Beis Form. So we take out two Sivatoras Biachot Kir Bipashas HaShavua, like Lesh Shabbat Bikirit Let it go Sedor Uvisheini Kirei Alev Bishalosh Ches. Only that particular day, if it happens to be the third day, like this year, the third day Hanukkah, so Bayim HaShlishi. And if it is the first day Hanukkah, so then he starts from Yim Kaleis Moshe, the Hokim HaSamish. V'sheni Kerish HaHanukkah, U'maftia Ron V'Simchi. In other words, not in Hashemayim Kisi. Why? Because we cannot say both have Torahs, one or the other. So the question is, what is Deiche what? Whether the Haftor of Shechidich Hashemayim Kisi is Deiche, the Haftor of Shabbos Chanukah of Nir Ischariah, or vice versa. So we say, Pesumen Nisod, if the question is one or the other, but if both can be fulfilled, and the question is, which one should be fulfilled first, so then there are two Ishenes in Teisves, in Shabbos. We discussed it before. Umafti Ronu Simch, Vimchol Beidei Shabbos Eitz. Sometimes the first day Hanukkah is on Shabbos and the last day Hanukkah is on Shabbos. So we have two Shabbos is Hanukkah. So the second Shabbos, the Haftor is in Melochim. I mean, it's the same Haftor as in Pekudei. So, maftir bibeis bimlochim, biniris dishlein, vimchol chasino bishabezu, maftirim bishalchanik. Of course, that agoyes ramo is lishitose. It's not relevant to us, because we are neig that we never deiche a regular haftor because of a chosin. But ramo paskins, we learn that. Ramo paskins that if it's a regular haftor, not a special haftor, and there is a chosin in the Bisaknesses, then we are deiche the regular haftor, and we read seisosis. But so he says, only if it's a regular haftor, but this is a special haftor of Shabbos Chanukah. So that's not nitche because of the seisosis of the chosin. But to us, it's not relevant, because we are not deiche, we paskin, we are minigis, that a chosin is not deiche any haftor. We don't say, we never read seisosis, even if we have a chosin in the shul. All right.
im Chore Shredes Tevez Vishabas Mitzim Gimel Tvorim. Suppose it's Shabbos Hanukkah and Misra Shredes and Shabbos. So then we have to take out three Tvorim. We care involved with Parashas HaShavua. That Shabbos, when three Tvorim are taken out, that has general application. So we cannot make any surface. Because in the first Sefer, we only call up six Tvorim. And the Shvi, who is Minyan HaKohen, so it has to be called up for the second Sefer. So Mimelo, we cannot make his office. And in Shabbos, when we take out three Svarim, whether it's Shabbos Chanukah, Rish Chedesh, or because Rish Chedesh, Nissen, and Parshas Achedesh. So then, on such a Shabbos, we cannot make any office. So, Mitzin Gimel Svarim, we care involved with Parshas HaShavua, six Svarim, ובישני קירי אלף בשורש חדש ומס חייל ובהם השבוס ובגימו in the third sefer we took out two svarim and in one sefer we read three koyim. In other words, so the kohen reads vaydaber tzava marto. And then the lady reads up to the Nisko, and then the Shlishi reads from Rosh Hashechem until the end of the parasha. And then we open up the second Sefer and we call the Revi, and that particular day, let's say today is the seventh day of Hanukkah. So we read this the Yimashvi. So Vim Khorishhid Bikhail Mitsim Base for the Kirin Bechod Gimul Bishogishhides Uvisheni Kire Aleph Bisholchanik Vimtoa Chazan Vikoro Dalid Bisholishhides. Suppose the Baltria made a mistake and he read the Rivi also in Rishhides, like a regular Rishhides, not a Rishhides Chanukah. So then it depends. Im lo yitziu sefer beis, if they didn't take out the sefer beis, im tzorach likvas yeise, because the Rish Chedesh has dushas hayein, there is a kol musaf nevi samidash. So that's more important. So we ignore the kri of Chanukah. Avol yitziu sefer beis, if they did take out the svarim, so then, because there shouldn't be a desire for the sefer, we should go me tzorach likvas hei bishal Chanukah. Now then the Rambam mentions a certain aloche that the Taz is chilek, and most poskim agree with the Taz, and that's the way you pass, like the Taz, not like the Rambam. Vimto v'hisrael likreis b'shal Chanukah. So for now, he has to start reading the Sefer Torah and Rishchedesh, three koi, and then the fourth koi reads in Chanukah, that particular day. Like today is the seventh day of Chanukah, Bayim Ashvi. But suppose he opened up the Sefer Torah of Chanukah, and he started to read Bishal Chanukah, so the Rambam paskens tzorach lehafsik, he has to interrupt, likreis Bishal Rish Chedesh. The Taz is chilek. He says, once he started to read, let him finish it. And then we'll read three in Rish Chedesh. And the Taz is chilek. Anyway, most paskin like the Taz, where the Taz says it's very mistaka. That's the way we pask aloch l'mais, like the Taz. The Oroch HaRabbe says, the Rabbe makes it short. Like this, he says, like the Ramo. But he says, suppose he already read three psukim. In Chanukah, the Kohen already read three psukim in Chanukah, and I mean not Chanukah, I mean Nisim. The Kabbonis that is read on Chanukah, the Nisim, so then the Kohen has to make the Brocha Lachel. And the Hashulchan says that in such a case, even the Ramo would agree with the Taz, that if you already read three psukim, so the Kohen should make the Brocha Lachel. But like this, we pass like the Taz, not like the Rambam. right now. Tomorrow we'll again go back to Hilchas Psiyas HaPas.